It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener on K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, Jensen Tractor Ranch, Peters True Value, American Heritage Bank, Bartlesville, Pahuska, Barnstall, and the Osage Region, Enterprise Sod Store, and Overlee's Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into this edition of Green Country Gardener. Larry is over at the other microphone, ready to take your calls. And plants don't get affected by daylight savings time, do they?
Oh, yes, they do.
Well, they do.
Oh, golly, it's terrible. These plants, they just can't handle this change of time.
Yeah.
It causes all kinds of problems. But anyway, I guess they'll get over it eventually.
Eventually, yeah. By September, they'll have it figured out.
Yeah. Anyway, this time of year, it's time to cut back. Still time to cut back your trees and shrubs.
Okay.
And whatnot. And I still got people asking me that constantly. Is it time? Well, yes.
Yeah. For most of them, it's time.
It is. A lot of things, the Nandinas, for instance, really haven't started to grow yet. They've managed to hold back on their growing, where a lot of other things are just a little bit on the early side growing out. Mm-hmm. The lilacs are in bloom right now.
They are. I saw a great set. Where was it? I forget which neighborhood I was driving through this week, but yeah, I noticed this great purple lilac bush. It was huge.
Yeah, and that's a prime time when things really start to happen.
Yeah,
spring is really kind of early this year, it seems. I keep expecting the weather forecast to go down in the teens. It's just not happening. So I guess we might escape some really really nasty cold weather.
Well, I hope so. We have had some even as late as mid-April, but yeah, basically we haven't had much winter yet, and I hope we don't.
What will happen is we get all of our stock in at the nursery, all of our inventory, beautiful, all laid out so nice and neat, and then it'll get cold, and we have to bug out.
Well,
that's a lot of fun stuff. It happens almost every year.
Wow. Good morning, caller. You are first up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
A friend of mine planted his garden. And about 3 weeks ago, in his potatoes, he fertilized them with nitrogen and potash, and they have not come up. Is there a problem?
Nope. They just haven't come up yet.
How long does it usually take?
It should, it shouldn't take, it'll be a little while yet. Mine aren't up yet either, but I don't know.
Is that influenced mostly by ground temperature?
The ground temperature primarily, right. Potatoes really kind of like it warm. And if they come up and we have a freeze, it'll set them back. So, yeah, I wouldn't worry too much at this point in time if you don't have any growth coming up on your potatoes. They're just holding back a bit.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, sir. And I think you're going to be taking names this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, we thought we might give away some hanging baskets.
So, okay.
Anyway. just a hanging basket.
Just a hanging basket.
Call in and you have a good chance to win a hanging basket. So,
okay.
We'll call him caller number one.
Caller number one. Okay. Potato man. And what's going on at the nursery this week?
The nursery this week, we have some new tropical plants in. We have a great selection of shrubs and some new trees. Mm-hmm. We have shamrocks.
Oh, okay.
They're really in full bloom right now. They're really quite nice.
Oh, that's great. We're all set for St. Patrick's Day this next week. So
you bet. So they're all set to go. So we've been selling a lot of the shamrocks.
Great.
People come in, whoa, those are nice plants. Okay, we got a caller?
We do have a caller. Good morning. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Hi there.
Hi there.
What's your take on the weather? Are we safe to put ultimate plants out yet?
Absolutely.
They're not telling us really on the weather, man.
Absolutely not safe.
Not yet.
We've got 30 days to go, at least 30 days for that to happen, yeah.
And I have another question. I had moonflowers last year and had a lot of the flowers that were, there was a lot of buds on that didn't bloom when we had our last frost, so the pods just hung there, and dried. And
Right.
I pulled a couple off to look inside of them, and they kind of had something that looked like it might be a seed. So is that, and then the rest of them I just left on the vine, and they laid there all winter. And when I was pulling them off a while back, they rattled. So there's what looks to be a seed. Is that actually a seed?
Chances are it's moonflower, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are seeds. Uh-huh.
They are seeds.
They should go ahead and grow, man.
And how long does it normally take for something like that to sprout? I've never had the seed for them before.
Well, the seeds on them are really quite, they have a very hard shell on them. So
yeah.
You want to take a nail file or something and cut a little nick in them.
Oh,
to help water get into the seed when you do plant it, and that'll help it start up again. But they have a very hard seed coat on them. And
so you're talking about a metal nail file and prick the outside of
rub a little bit of the seed coat off, so goes into the middle of the seed, you know. So just wear it down a little bit. You don't have to
You're not asking her to poke a hole in it. You're just
saying
thin it a little bit.
You can't really poke a hole in it. That's why I use a nail file to scrape it down. And break the seed coat. But that's called breaking the seed coat. And then plant it as usual, and it'll come up a lot quicker that way.
Okay. What about
You
think?
Go ahead.
You think it'd come up in about a week?
No, you give it about 10 days to 2 weeks for them to come up.
Oh, that long, okay.
And really, they like it kind of warm, so I would refrain. Unless you want to start them early, you could start them
in a cup. Yeah, I'm going to start them in a cup inside now.
Okay, well, that'll work then.
Without getting started, but...
Use good potting soil when you do that.
Yeah, I got some Miracle-Gro stuff for that. Okay, thank you very much.
If you run short on that, Larry's got some excellent potting soil out at the nursery.
We've
and
got
I just,
some that'll be
I
little...
just let the caller go, so I apologize. We did not get her name. Maybe she'll call
we
back.
We might not give away how you bastard.
I'm too quick on the fingers this morning.
Okay.
We'll try again here with the caller.
All right.
Good morning. You're next up on Green Country Gardener.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about 2-3 weeks ago when we had that nice weather. I sprayed a Roundup type product on the in-bit and in some fairly new sod.
Right.
It just laughed at me. So is it early enough that I can spray it again?
Well, I'm in good company because mine did the same thing. Some of it worked, some of it didn't. It's just really temperamental. Yeah, you could do spot applications right now. The Bermuda grass, I was looking down at the grass. The Bermuda grass is starting to grow, and you do have a chance of splotching your Bermuda grass a little bit right now if you were to spray it on there.
Temperature-wise, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're looking at 70 to as high as 80. So temperature-wise, you should be good this next week.
It should be good. Yeah, it's good. But the Bermuda grass just simply can't hold back.
Yeah.
And it is starting to grow. So you might, instead of Roundup at this point in time, you might want to switch to a broadleaf control.
Right. Okay. I appreciate that.
All righty. Let's get this guy's first
name.
Let's
get time, please. Your first name, sir?
Chris.
Okay, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Appreciate the call, Chris. And somebody's going to get a hanging basket. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. What can we do for you today?
Yeah, I just need to check and see if it's too late to... put down a drench, insect drench on my oak tree and redbud trees. I've got 2 years, a couple years ago, I used Fruit Loom or something I got from Larry. And
Fruit Loom soil drench, yes. Uh-huh. It's an imidacloprid mix, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm kind of having trouble hearing you over the phone.
Okay.
But I guess he's asking, is it too early?
No, not at all. It's the trees have just barely started to wake up, especially the redbud trees. So no.
The redbuds and.
So it does
and I
take.
Used it, I see a spot on my oak tree. You know, like a board got into it, so I didn't know if it.
Right. So yeah, it is time to do that. You bet. It takes a while for it to get in there. So yeah, the imidacloprid, you want to put it on really soon.
Do you have the? Did measurements. Looks like I need about a 2.5 gallon container of it. Do you have those?
You mean the solution to grow to 2.5 gallon?
Like a pre-drench.
We have it in a, it comes in a concentrate, and you mix it up however much you need, yes.
Okay. So yeah, I think the last time I bought a couple of, like, gallon containers and kept needing more and more, so I think I calculated this time I need a 2.5 gallon container, and I didn't know if that's something you had on hand or
for 2.5 gallons of the concentrate. No, we really don't carry the large quantities like that. We can special order it for you. It'd be in on Thursday.
Okay. So I'll stop by your place later today then.
Sure.
Okay.
And
appreciate
your first name again?
It's Bill.
Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
Okay, let's take this call. Good morning. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I called a minute ago and asked about the moonflowers, but I forgot to give you my name.
Sure.
And to get in on the drawing for the basket.
Okay.
My name's Kathy.
Kathy?
But I also thought of one other question.
Uh-huh.
And I have a patch that I need to plant grass. So do I need to wait on planting grass like you do for the garden stuff?
Can
I go ahead and put grass? Fescue seed out now, or what?
Fescue seed, right now we've got this is the spring window for fescue seed.
It's okay for putting it out?
Right. We have a kind of a limited time between now and the end of the month, really, when it can be successful enough to grow up big enough to tolerate the heat. So, yes, you're right in the window right now.
Oh, okay. And do I put it on pretty thick or thin? I'm not sure how. I've never planted grass.
Yeah, no, you don't do it too thickly. It'll actually smother itself out if you put it too thick on there.
Okay.
So I guess the seeds
rake
themselves.
Rake it a little bit and throw it on there and rake it again.
And the seeds.
Is that enough to get it?
Yeah, when you put the seeds on the ground, they should be about 1/4 inch apart at the closest.
Okay.
Or 6 pounds per 1,000 square feet, 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Okay.
But just patching it, you're really... Go ahead.
Should I fertilize it when I'm planting it or wait?
You can use a gentle fertilizer when they're planted. Sure.
So, like if I have watered Miracle-Gro, I could put that on it and it'd be okay?
That'll work fine.
Okay.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you for calling, Kathy.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. And we will continue taking your phone calls when we continue with Green Country Gardener in just a moment.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse is your one-stop shop for all your plants, lawn care, maintenance, and more. Time to sow your yard. 5-star fescue blend available at Green Thumb for a luscious green lawn. Keep it weed-free. Get pre- and post-emergent Weed Ultra, killing weeds in their tracks, preventing them from popping back up. Green Thumb has cyclamen plants at 40% off, annuals like African Violets now in stock. Don't forget to pick up your shamrock plants. Green Thumb Nursery on Noeta Road, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
Visit Peter's True Value at their new location in Dewey and find great values at excellent prices. Peter's carries a full range of Bonanza minerals and feeds from Mid-America Feeds in Tallulah. Need a new weed eater? Peter's now is an authorized Echo brand dealer carrying weed eaters and more. Check out their other new departments too, like lawn and garden. They've even got expanded inventory throughout the store, so you'll always find just what you need. Get more out of your shopping day with new hours of 8 to 7 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8 to 5. That's Peter's True Value, 1865 North Osage, Highway 75 in Dewey. Peter's True Value. Start right. Start here.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, taking your calls this morning on Green Country Gardener with Larry Glass. And we'll say good morning, caller. You're next up on the air. What can we do for you today? Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to find out if it's too early to put Bermuda seed out on your yard.
Yes.
Okay. When should I do that then?
Mid-May is probably the best time to begin doing that. Your nighttime temperatures have to be above 48 degrees, in the 50s at the minimum, on a consistent basis. So that's why we wait. Bermuda grass is a warm season grass. And if you put the seed down now, it'll just go down to the river and make it nice and green, or the birds will eat it up or something. But you want to wait till about mid-May.
Don't want that to happen. Okay.
Yeah, Mother's Day weekend.
My peonies, when do they start blooming?
The peonies typically are in bloom it's variable, really.
Okay, They don't look like anything hardly right now.
Yeah, mid-April or so. First of May is typically when they...
I seem to remember mid-May or even late May for my mom's peonies.
Well, sometimes, yeah, about Memorial Day. It depends on the weather, and I can't venture to guess exactly when. They're not even up yet this time of year. Typically, other things are up, but they're not up.
Okay.
But so it's hard to guess exactly when they'll bloom this year, but typically May.
Okay, is there anything I need to be doing to them to kind of make them grow bigger?
Not really. What you can do, perhaps, is put a tomato cage around them or on top of them at this point in time. So when they do come up, they're not so floppy.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Okay.
And then
maybe a little bone meal or something? Or
bone meal wouldn't hurt. It'll help encourage the color a little bit better. But peonies, typically, you plant them out in the full sun and just kind of leave them alone.
Yeah.
And they do fine. They really don't have very many needs like that. And sometimes if we do a little too much to them, they don't perform as well. So I've seen a lot of beautiful peonies growing in rental houses that are just absolutely beautiful.
So probably the best thing is just to leave them alone and they'll do better on their own.
Leave them alone and divide them every, 3 or 4 years or whenever they get kind of, when the clumps get too big, just kind of divide them a little bit too.
Oh,
and, probably every 5 years maybe. It depends on how they're growing and all that. Just kind of leave them alone. And one thing they get when it's warm is they get a bacterial leaf spot real bad. So we kind of have to watch out for that. So keep an eye on the weather. Now, typically that will make them kind of ugly looking in the summertime. But that's about the only thing that really goes wrong with them. They're very tough plants.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, and your first name is?
It's Rhonda.
Rhonda. Okay, Rhonda. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Appreciate the phone call, and good luck on the peonies when they come up in a few weeks. Good morning. You're next up on the air. Good morning, caller. Hi, you're on the air. What can we do for you today?
My name's Debbie, and I have a crepe myrtle that has always been beautiful. And the last year, it didn't do very well. It didn't fully bloom out. And after we had that real hard freeze about 2 years ago, I believe it was, everybody, excuse me, that I heard as gardeners, on TV would say, you need to just really cut it back.
Right.
And so I did cut it back, but I didn't, I was afraid to cut it as far as they said to cut it. But I have a lot of green now, but I have a lot of just limbs with nothing on it.
Right.
Well, so what do I need to do?
Well, you need to thin it out. If it has a whole lot of branches on it, and some of them are not productive, you need to just go ahead and just cut all those out. And
the ones, and it seems like they're in the center.
Right. Well, that's kind of typical of an older plant.
Okay. It is old.
And then what I like to do is pick out anywhere from 3 to 5 or up to 7 of the best looking branches and kind of thin out the rest. So it's just not so heavy and brambly looking. It's more of a specimen kind of plant.
Okay.
And you usually have some really good blooms if there's just not so much stuff in there.
Right, and you don't have to do anything to it.
Crepe myrtles benefit a lot from extra phosphorus.
Okay.
So you might want to go ahead and add a bit of bone meal at this point in time. It takes a few months for the phosphorus to become available to the plant.
Okay.
Or you can use a superphosphate or triple superphosphate. I almost did a phonetic faux pas there, but anyway, triple superphosphate, and that would help encourage bloom size and color when the time comes.
Okay, and I just put it on the ground around it as such.
Yep, out of way. The roots are out away from the plant, so you don't put it at the crown. You put it out in the perimeter or the drip line of the plant. It sounds like it's a fairly mature tree, so probably maybe 2 to 3 feet away from the middle of the plant. Just put it in a circle there.
Okay. Yeah,
and then water it in.
And then when will you have crepe myrtles?
We will be getting, we have a few now, but we will be getting most of our crepe myrtles typically the end of April, 1st of May, when they start to leaf out.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, Debbie, thank you for calling.
Thank
you.
You're welcome. Debbie.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there are some beautiful crepe myrtles that you've commented about the ones in front of Eastland every year that just seem to do well with that apparently very little being done for them.
Yeah, there's not much left of them, though. We have to find some more wild specimens. They kind of like the hackberry trees get in them and all that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, crepe myrtles do very well kind of on their own, too. And you don't want, it doesn't take much to keep them going, really. But they're pretty tough plants, too. Mm-hmm. I transplanted one 2 weeks ago to the front of my house, and the wind blew it over.
Oh.
So, okay. So last night I staked it up so it doesn't blow over anymore.
Not going to blow over again.
Yeah, but anyway, they benefit a lot from some good, like any other plant, good fertile soil.
Uh-huh.
And if your grass, if you have a crepe myrtle in the grass and your grass is not healthy, chances are the crepe myrtle won't make much of a show. Now, last year, because we had so much rain and it was relatively cool, the crepe myrtles really didn't have that spectacular show.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully this year we'll have a more normal weather pattern. Maybe not too normal, but maybe a little below normal weather.
Yeah. But just a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. Just a little bit of heat makes them do real well.
Okay. 918-336-1400. Phone lines are open. Be a great time for you to get your questions in for Larry this morning. We will continue on Green Country Gardener coming up in just a moment.
Finding a new home is hard enough, so financing one should be easy. At American Heritage Bank, we believe buying a home should be a smooth, enjoyable experience. Whether you're thinking of buying your first home, looking to upgrade to the home of your dreams, or wanting to refinance your existing home, we have a solution that's right for you. Visit us online at ahb-ok.com today. American Heritage Bank, simply better lending. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod, Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And taking your calls this morning on Green Country Gardeners. We are looking for, well, getting those garden questions answered. What do you do? When do you do it? And do we trim this thing back yet or not?
The hostas are just now starting to pop up.
They are.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And golly, they're one of people's favorite plants. I get a lot of it. Where can I plant some hostas? And, well, they do like some shielding from the hot midday sun.
I was guessing part shade would be my guess. Mm-hmm. But
They're coming up with new varieties all the time that tolerate our conditions pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But still, for the most part, they need a good loose soil.
Oops.
Yeah, Charlie. You really need to work the soil up before you plant hostas.
Okay.
They like highly organic loose soil. So. Mm-hmm. When you get a hosta plant or two, get a bag of compost and make a preparation at least 3 feet wide around this plant.
Wow.
Because they just do not like our native soil because it typically compacts real bad. It might look real good when you put it in there, but you get a few storms on it,
mm-hmm.
it'll pack down pretty good. And they don't like compacted soil, and they're going to be ugly. So you want to really prep the soil good on those hostas.
That'll get a lot of good organic material in there. Huh?
We have a caller?
We do. Good morning, caller. You are on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you this morning? Good morning, caller. Okay, well, we'll ask them to call back, I guess.
And hostas, at this point in time, if you want to divide them, they can be done too.
Okay.
And still, the ground prep criteria still applies to them when you do divide them, so... Got a caller now?
Yes. Good morning, caller. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you this morning?
Yes. I have some purple onion that I planted.
Yes, sir.
And I was told if you will mix sugar water together and water those with sugar water, it will make the onion sweeter. Is that correct?
Typically, the soil pH has a lot to do with that.
I can't think of anything the sugar would do for it other than maybe to help it grow a little bit.
It'll attract a lot of ants.
Yeah.
But as far as changing the flavor of the onion, you'd want to alter your soil pH to probably do that.
Okay.
So if we made it more alkaline, that would help it?
Typically alkaline and acid will make them a little sharper. But there is a range in which they can grow, and that's about 6.5, maybe even down to 6, between 6 and 7 on the pH scale. So if you put a little, if you want a real tart, a more sharp onion, probably put a little magnesium sulfate or aluminum sulfate on it. But if you really want a sweet one, you might lime it up a little bit. But sugar, no, I don't know that really will affect it. If anything, it'll attract critters.
Yes. Magnesium sulfate.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That'll help lower the pH and give you a little more twang, perhaps. Anyway, call back, and when you take those onions out and dig them up and bite on them, see how far back you have to jump when you eat them. And
are you looking for a sweeter onion or something with more bite? Okay.
Oh, sweet. So, yeah. Then you want to use probably a bit of lime in the soil. Calcium carbonate, some lime.
Okay.
All right.
Your first name?
Jim.
Jim. Okay, Jim.
Thank you very much, Jim. Appreciate that.
Thank you for
calling.
I had not thought about that, but it makes sense, I guess. If you change the pH of the soil, it's going to change the flavor of the onion.
It does. It does something with the chemistry and the hydrogen sulfide in the onion, which is what gives it its twang. So.
Okay.
Okay, what were you talking about earlier?
Hostas.
Hostas, yeah.
Yes.
Be very careful when raking out your beds at this point in time.
Okay.
Because your peonies and your hostas are coming up. So typically when that happens, I just use the gloved hand through the bed. So the rake can scratch them up pretty bad and cause some problems with the plant. So be very careful when you're raking right now.
Okay.
Or use a leaf blower. That works pretty well, too.
There you go.
I have a bed on the south side of the house up against the fence. Got leaves piled up. The neighbors all around me have pin oaks, and their leaves stay on all winter long until about now. Then they're gone.
I just got rid of mine about a week, 10 days or so ago.
So now I've got to get all the leaves blown out of there and ninja them and then put them back in the bed.
particularly around hostas, does it pay every few years to try to go back and loosen the soil, or is are they happier with loose soil?
They're very much happier with loose soil. Okay. And you plant them in a soil that is loose. If you have, say, for instance, moss growing on the soil, they won't grow there because it's an indication of soil. And I've actually seen a lot of that in a lot of areas of Woodland Park and so on, where the soil seems like it should be pretty good, but then you dig it up, it's very anaerobic. It'll creep up on you, really. So lots of organic stuff, and you do want to divide your hostas on occasion. And when that happens, you do a ground prep again on them. So those that are really big and beautiful, you look at the soil they're planted, and it's typically very organic and very friable kind of soil. It's very airy, and lots of earthworms in it, too. Those worms do a lot of good. So
if you can invite them in and do that.
Yes, really go to the bait shop.
Yeah,
put some in there. Okay, so at the nursery, we mentioned new tropicals. We've got some nice new pots.
New pots?
Container pots.
Okay.
The glazed ceramic pots. And these, when you thump them, they have a bit of a high pitch to them.
Oh, okay.
And that usually indicates a good quality pot that's been fired real nicely. It's not something that's just real soft that'll crumble in your yard. These are the ones that are going to last. So they have a high-pitched twang.
Just flip them like you and see if it rings.
Now, before you buy a pot of any kind, or a ceramic or clay pot, you do want to thump it.
Uh-huh.
And if it rings, then there's no cracks in it. But if it just kind of goes clunk, makes this dead thump sound, then it's got a crack in it. And you might ask for a deal on it. But even the smallest crack will stop that resonation in the pot. So give them a thump before you pick one up so it doesn't get home and you have to go split.
Right.
So anyway, we've got a great select, all kinds of colors, some colors I never knew existed on some of these pots.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got some of those too. Hey, have a caller.
Good morning, caller. You are next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I'm wanting to find out when I can fertilize tree spikes, my
my peach trees.
Yes. This time of year is a great time for that.
Okay, I'm going to go do it this morning.
Spring and fall. And when you do that, you remember put them out at the drip line. Don't put them close to the tree, but out of the way.
Okay, yeah. I will definitely do that. Thank you so much.
And your first name is?
Linda.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. Well,
somebody's going to win that hanging basket. It could be you. We'll take more calls coming up in just a bit on AM 1400 K1.
Head to Jensen Tractor Ranch for their trade-up sale on Kubota tractors. Your Kubota tractor is worth up to $10,000 when you trade in now, plus get 0% financing for 60 months or cash back. Trade in, trade up, save $1,000 on Workmaster Utility 50 or 70 horsepower. Save $1,000 on PowerStar T4 Series 65 and 75 horsepower. And save $1,000 on T4 Series tractors 90 to 120 horsepower. But hurry in now before March 31st, Jensen Tractor Ranch, U.S. Highway 75 South in Bartlesville. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification by CNH Industrial Capital, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Offer good through March 31st, 2016. Not all customer or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. CNH Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions will apply. Offer subject to change or cancellation without notice.
Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse is your one-stop shop for all your plants, lawn care, maintenance, and more. Time to sow your yard. Five-star fescue blend available at Green Thumb for a luscious green lawn. Keep it weed-free. Get pre- and post-emergent Weed Ultra, killing weeds in their tracks, preventing them from popping back up. Green Thumb has cyclamen plants at 40% off. Annuals like African violets now in stock. Don't forget to pick up your shamrock plants. Green Thumb Nursery on Noeta Road, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4.
And we are taking your phone calls this morning, 918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936, and Green Country Gardener with you for, well, about the next 18 minutes. Good morning, caller. You're next up on the air with Larry Glass. What can we do for you this morning?
I have two questions for Larry.
Yes, ma'am.
Sure.
I planted some daffodils, just plain daffodils, last fall.
Right.
I measured the depth that I planted them. They come up, the foliage is great, not a bloom on them.
Okay. This is their first year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Perhaps they need just a little bit more time.
So you're
another
not...
year?
Oh, no. A time this year. They should bloom this year.
They don't have any bud things coming up.
Okay.
I mean...
The main flower stem isn't coming up?
The green stuff, the leaves, not the flower stem.
Were these big bulbs when you got them, or were they little ones?
Yes, they were. They were nice bulbs.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
And I put four or five to a hole and spaced them.
Yeah.
I made a nice little bed for them.
Mm-hmm.
I put a little bit of compost in there.
Sure.
In the bottom of the hole, because I don't have very nice soil.
Oh. You must live in Bartlesville.
do they need full sun? They're on the corner of the front yard.
Yeah.
So I'm right across the field from you. They're on the corner of the front yard, and that would be the east. Corn. But they get sun.
So they get full sun and everything else. So the only thing they should go ahead and bloom. I mean, when they come from the factory, for lack of a better word.
Okay.
The buds are already set on the plants.
Yeah.
So it could be a matter that perhaps they just aren't rooted in enough yet, and it's still give them a little bit more time to set on some blooms.
I had all my other daffodils. I just have them spaced out here and there
right, in
different beds. The rest of them are already in full bloom.
Yeah, the ones that were there previously.
Yes.
Right, yeah. So perhaps it's just a matter of time.
Okay.
That's all. But they're very reliable.
It's going to have to be next year because there's nothing going to come up this year.
Okay. Well, anyway, call next week perhaps. This might be a week when they do show up. Sometimes they're just a little slower to develop when they're on their first year out.
Okay, and I have another question.
Sure.
My the rose that we've all planted for how many years?
The knockout rose?
Knockout rose.
Yeah.
Well, it toward the end of last season, it got, am I saying this correctly, rosette.
Oh, yes.
Disease.
Yes, the rosette.
Okay. I've had that rose, six, seven, I don't know how long it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kept it well trimmed and everything, but part of it was looking old and scraggly. I cut it, the whole thing back.
Right.
Not clear to the soil, but I left about 6-inch stems up there, or the old stems. Will it still have that disease when it comes back out?
Yes, the disease is transmitted through the vascular system of the plant.
So just forget that rose.
Yeah.
Go to something else.
Are the leaves coming out on at this point?
Well, I cut it back further than that. I've just got old stalks at the ground.
Well, you might just see what happens. There's a chance some of those older stalks are a little corky, and perhaps it didn't get that far into the plant. There's a possibility there, too.
Okay, but it started out okay last year, but toward the end of the summer, it had this disease.
Right, and there's pretty, and actually I was at a house this week, and her forsythia had a similar issue. But so it will cross over into different species, apparently. So, I would wait just a little while and look at the new growth when it comes up. And if there is a really dense thorns, very dense thorns on it, and it looks almost like hair, there's so many thorns, and then the whole thing has it. But if it looks normal, there's a little bit of a gap between the thorns on the stem, then chances are that particular part of the plant survived the onslaught of that disease.
Okay.
So give it just a little bit more time before you yank out that sharp shovel and pull it up.
Okay. I'm pretty hot on this. If it doesn't look right to me, I dig it up. I don't mess with it.
There you go.
Yeah. And then there are some roses, and we're trying to get some of those in, some rose varieties that don't really get that disease. There's some that have a resistance to it.
Okay.
And the rose breeders are desperately trying to breed new varieties that are immune to this thing, because it's happening all over the country. So it's a real mess, yeah. So we're trying to come up with new stuff that doesn't get it.
I thought we had the perfect thing there with the knockout rose. I was liking it.
A lot of people did, too.
We thought the same thing about the Bradford pear, too. But there's always, every time you get something like that that's really good, there's always an Achilles heel.
I found that out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, your first name?
Isla.
Okay. Yep. Thank you for calling, Isla.
Appreciate it. Good luck on your rose.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. 918-336-1400, our telephone number. Good morning, caller. You're next up on Green Country Gardener. What can we do for you today?
Yes. Whenever I put my tomato plants out, what would be the best fertilizer to fertilize those with?
Just a well-balanced fertilizer, one that does not have a great deal of nitrogen in it.
So keep all the numbers relatively low, like a 10-10-10 or something? Or?
Well, not even 10.
Okay.
A 6-8-8 or a 5-10-10 or something like that. And or you can use some just tomato fertilizer. Typically that has some tracers in it, too, that helps the plant out a whole lot. So use something with...
And you have those that have it at the nursery?
Yep. We've got Tomato Tone. It's an organic type fertilizer. And you'll have tomatoes the size of pumpkins, probably.
Wow.
And we have another one. It comes in a little red jar that looks like a tomato plant. I don't remember the name of it, but it's a tomato fertilizer. We've had some repeat purchases on that. They say this stuff works good. So just come by, and we can kind of show you what to use in your tomatoes.
All right.
Okay, and your first name?
JL.
Okay. JL, thank you for calling. I should remember that.
Yeah, I thought I recognized his voice just because he's a regular. JL, thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, that if you're going to have tomatoes the size of pumpkins, they ought to come.
Well, I was looking at one of the pictures on the tomato seed packets, and they had obviously some trick photography or a very small person holding these tomatoes, and they don't get as big as your head. You
know? if they can get them that size, they ought to be able to get all the oregano and everything in them, too, and they can just already be pre-grown spaghetti sauce.
Exactly.
918-336-1400. Good morning, caller. You're next up on the air.
Yes. Is it too late to move a knockout rose?
Probably not. Knockouts are pretty tough. And knockouts are true from top to bottom. There's no graft on it. So they're a really tough plant. We've moved them in the summertime before.
Okay. How about, I missed a while ago about the peonies. Can you still separate them now?
This is the very latest time when that can be done.
Okay.
I like to do it about a month ago, actually.
Right. Well, they wasn't up yet.
Well, yeah, but the eyes are still there. Just barely see the eyes at that point. But the eyes are starting to grow, and they're really going into heavy production right now. So it might cause a bit of a setback right now.
Okay. There was one other thing, and I can't remember. All right. Thank you.
And your first name?
Judy? Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much, Judy.
Okay, thank you for calling,
Judy.
Thank you very much. And let's see if we can get another one in. Good morning. You are next up on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Talking about tomatoes reminded me. Are you for or against putting them in pots, tomato plants in pots and various things like that?
Well, tomatoes, typically that's a situational thing, really. And some people don't have all the space to plant the tomatoes. So, yeah, put them in pots. That's a good idea. But you want to choose a determinate variety.
Determinate,
right. They don't keep growing and growing and growing like a lot of your tomatoes up on trellises do. A determinate is your bush type or your patio type tomato.
A bush type. Uh-huh. Okay. Do you have a name for that? Or?
Not specifically, but it will show you, or you can ask whether it's determinate or indeterminate. There are all kinds of varieties that just do different things like that. But so, or just pick a patio tomato. Typically, that's the one that'll stay within bounds.
I've had friends that have grown them, and they had great success, and I didn't, and I didn't know why.
Important thing is it's the size of the container. It takes a lot of oomph to grow a tomato, so you want to pick a fairly sized, good-sized container.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
And your first name is?
Oh, Phil.
Okay, Phil.
Okay, Phil. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome. Thank you for the call, Phil. We'll take our final break and your phone call in just a moment.
March in Red River means fun in the Southwest, sun and snow. Red River Ski and Summer Area is ready for spring break with their beach week now through Saturday, March 19th. Join them for the big Spring Break Torchlight Parade and Fireworks Show this Wednesday and see all the kids at the glow stick parades this Friday and next Friday. Don't forget their annual Pond Skim Sunday, March 20th. Book online for great values at redriverskiarea.com. Red River Ski and Summer Area, family friendly for over 50 years.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 Series windows and patio doors from the brand most trusted by builders and remodelers, Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they are our most popular windows and doors. 400 Series Windows and Doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. Time for a few more phone calls this morning like this one. Good morning, caller. You're next up on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I need to ask you something. I bought a great big plastic pot.
Yes.
To go on my porch to plant in. Can I put a hosta in that? We have a big porch and it doesn't get much sun at all.
Right.
Hostas, would a hosta live in that?
Yes, hostas are very cold hardy. They grow way up north. So, yeah, they'll survive in that.
Okay. Well, I bought it last night, and then when I got it home, I thought, what am I going to put in this? But I really liked it because it was pretty.
Yeah, hostas come back, and you can put some vinca major around it for some falls on it or something like that. And that'll give you a bit more interest, but yeah, good, sure.
Okay. Well,
it's just not much to look at in the wintertime.
Well, yeah, I know. I've got hostas out in the flower bed, but I've never tried to put them up on the porch before, where there's no sun at all.
Yeah, so. We've got them in pots all winter long in our shade house, and they do just fine. So.
Okay. And well, I will try that then.
Your first name is?
Jane. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jane.
Bye-bye.
We've about, let's say, 3 minutes left for your phone calls. Time to get two or three phone calls in, depending on how much detail we need to cover. 918-336-1400. Selection for hostas. Do you have a pretty good selection?
Yes, we do. We grow our own hostas. Mm-hmm. We get the the little starts in, and actually we've started growing those a long time ago. And we also buy some in from other nurseries, mm-hmm. you know, all over the country, depending on who has the best stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there'll be plenty of them available. So.
Okay. 918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936. You were talking about shamrocks. How big are your shamrocks this year?
They're in a 6-inch container, and they've got flowers on them right now, so they're really quite attractive.
Wow.
They do bloom. They remember the oxalis family. You know, that weed we try to kill in the yard.
Yes, so I'm going to say what?
They're related to that. we have them in purple, mm-hmm. Purple-leaved, and the green-leaf ones.
Okay.
And all the girls over there, they can put a wrapping around them or something if you want. I'm not too good at that. The best thing I do with my hands over there is fix the bobcat, but I'm not too good at wrapping pots and things, but they do a good job of that.
Okay.
So we've got those too. So
sounds
come
good.
By and check those out. And all kinds of somebody came in yesterday wanting a plant for her office up on top of the file cabinet. And I showed her some spathiphyllums and mm-hmm. Chinese evergreens and other things, and they're doing very well. So, or they will do well in that situation.
Yeah. It's always interesting when we try to take something inside. Changes the whole characteristics of how it has to be cared for.
Yeah, you can have a cold, dark, or a cold, stark, rather, environment and just put a plant in there, and it just changes the whole scene of the house, too. African violets, we have a great selection of those, and they're just beautiful, covered in blooms, really nice. We found a source for those somewhere, but I don't remember where. But anyway, we do have some really attractive African violets right now.
Okay.
And yard art. We have some metal yard art.
Yard art?
Yard art, yeah. These goofy-looking birds that are... Actually, we sell a lot of them. They're really kind of interesting. And this year, they've got new colors on them.
Okay.
So they're kind of nice.
I'm going to have to stop by and see what we're talking about. I can't imagine.
Our crazy-looking bird yard art. They're metal, too. So mm-hmm. if they fall over in the wind, you just pick them back up and straighten them up a little bit. But I brought one home, and the wife, and she said, I love it. I said, you're kidding.
Well, apparently not.
Okay, it's fine. She said, it's a beautiful. But anyway, she liked it. So we have some of those, too. So come by the nursery. We get all kinds of interesting stuff over there.
You do. And, you stop by every once in a while, because whatever is going to be in bloom this time this year probably will be in bloom this time next year.
Yeah. Trees, also, if you need a fairly large tree, we've got a good selection of those, some maples, oaks and whatnot. We've got some water oaks and Schumard oaks and other things like that. So we've got some of those. And Chinese pistache, they put on such a good color in the fall.
Oh, yeah.
We have some three-trunkers, too. A three-trunk Chinese pistache.
Not a free-thinker, but a three-trunker.
A three-trunker, yeah.
Okay.
And the three trunks together will give you a more dense top.
Uh-huh.
So Chinese pistache typically are kind of thin on the top, but these will be very dense and have a rather intense color show in the fall.
Wow.
So, and we have a few ginkgo trees, too. So, all kinds of cool stuff.
All right. Looking at the clock on the wall, I know somebody's going to get a nice hanging basket.
Right. Well, we're a little short on hanging basket right now. We have a few, but we'll pull a name out of the pickle jar, and that's Phil.
Phil gets a hanging
basket. Number 12, Phil. Okay. Got the hanging basket. So, we'll have this thing, certificate, at the nursery. I mean, here at the radio station.
Stop by here at the radio station.
Stop by the radio station.
Okay. Yeah. Pick up your certificate, then take it over to Green Country Green Thumb Nursery, rather, over on the Water Road, and trade it in for real stuff.
Yeah, the radio station is on Frank Phillips and Quapaw. It's that strange-looking building from the 70s with all those satellite dishes around it. So.
There you go. And we will be back. Larry will answer your garden questions this same time next week on AM 1400 as we are back with more Green Country Gardener this time next week.
Charlie, see you next week and keep your shovel sharp.
Thank you very much, Larry. We'll do that. Sound advice, news on the way in just a moment.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.5.